Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Chaf Tes, and we are on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the bottom line, just one Ha'ara from yesterday. Excuse me, still getting over this cough a little bit. Baruch Hashem, it's basically, it's getting, moving on. So the Gemara earlier proved what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said if you have a gvul that you planted on in a mutter way and then it was nisma'it, it is still kosher. The Gemara, though, said in the name of Avimi that only applies to what was planted there already. But you can't plant anything new. If you did plant something new, that was usser, but it also becomes mutter, since me'achar she'elu mutarin af elu mutarin as well. And then Rabbi Yirmiya wondered what happens if the old ones were removed. Would you say the new ones are still mutter or not? So he brought a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. So I mentioned that the Or HaYashar, one of the Achronim in the back, wonders how the Gemara is able to do this. How can the Gemara compare these two? The Kasha, Halo, Biyavamas Kuf Gimel Mabeis, Amru, Isser Mituma Logamrinan. You can't compare the two. V'chein amru besukka, daf yirchas amad alav, shayni hilchas tumma, dahach yimir elahu. So the Ara Yashar just leaves it as a tzorach iyun, and how can we compare the two? But we always have to know that often in Gemara, sometimes the Gemara will ask, you can't compare the two. And sometimes the Gemara will quote two things that are totally not connected to each other, seemingly from two different areas of the world of halacha, and still accept the limud. Because in general, like the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin in the 7th Perek, kol ha-Torah kula, kol ha-Torah inyan echadhu. The whole Torah is really one inyan. All of Torah is connected to each other in a certain deeper way. Even though, yes, there are separate categories. The Vilna Gaon in Parsha Shoftim says on the Pasuk, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, the Gra says that for every halachic question, there is one of six words that is the answer to that question. Because there's only three areas of Torah. There are three areas of Torah. Tumah V'Tahara, Isser V'Heter, and Dini Mamonos. So every answer is either Chayev Pater, Asur Mutter, Tamei Tahar. One of those six words. Those are all the words. So the Gra acknowledges that there are six, but they're all part of Torah. They're all part of Torah. Rav Shechter talks about this in Eretz Tzvi in Simen Beis, where he talks about, he quotes that Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kof Gimel that the Ar HaYashar quoted. And he says, as we know, the yisod of every type of mamatzinu and drasha and connection and hekish and gzeres shava in shas is based on the idea of kol Torah kula inyan echad, and that's how the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei could learn out atzei shitim omdim, that the walls of the Mishkan have to be made with boards standing up straight. Learned out that teaches us that the dalan minim have to be held kederek delasan. What does one have to do with the other? All Dine Torah are connected in a certain way. That is why he notes, based on the Tosfos in Yevamos, that Michidush lo gamrinan. Right? If something is a chiddush, you can't extend it. Because why? What's the definition of a chiddush? The Tosfos there says in Yevamos Daf Zayin, anything that's so ser the klal. What do you, a chiddush? Why are there only certain contexts in the Torah, in the Gemara that are called a chiddush? Why is Edom Zomim called a chiddush, and Basa B'chalav is called a chiddush, and Motzi Shemer is called a chiddush? The whole Torah is a chiddush. I wouldn't have known most of the Torah without the Torah writing it. I wouldn't have known most of the mitzvahs. The answer is, no, just because I wouldn't have known a mitzvah, that doesn't make it a chiddush. A chiddush is something that goes against the rest of the rules of the Torah. Motzi Shemer gets two punishments that goes against the regular rules. Basar v'chalav is a chiddush because you take two things that are mutter, you put them together and they become usser. Most of the time, two things that are mutter don't become usser when they're put together. So that's the definition of a chiddush. That's why a chiddush you can't learn from. Because if a chiddush is a davar asoser as a klal, the whole idea of learning A to B in the world of Torah is because it's all part of one larger framework and one larger mosaic of Torah, and therefore a chiddush you can't learn to or from because it goes against the rule. But again, sometimes the Gemara does compare two totally different cases, and sometimes not. So the Gemara here compares Isser and Tumah V'Tahara, even though the Ar HaYashar is upset about it and says, isn't this a violation of that principle? Okay, so the Gemara ended off by comparing Gvul and Geder. And the Gemara says that you could plant two zra'im, two things of kelayim, one right next to the other one. If there is a 10 tefach geder. But if a geder gets shorter than 10 tvachim, then it no longer is mutter. And you have to get rid of the kelaim right away. But on the other hand, a gvul, a little border, it's not 10 tvachim high, it's just a little border raised, even if it gets lower than what it was when it started, so then it is still allowed. But you're not allowed to go right up to the geder. You're not allowed to go right up to the gvul, as we said. So you can't be so much. So now the Gemara says you can learn each of those from diukim from Mishnayos. Amar Rav Yosi, last line of anan taninan tar tehon. We learn both of them from the Mishnayos, because one Mishnah we just said in our Mishnah govel shnei smayit kasher, the Mishnah that we just had on yesterday's daf. If a border was started off as a tefach and gets smaller, it's kasher. So why the Mishnah Dafka say Govel should esbayit kasher, Hageder should esbayit pasul? It must be that a geder that gets smaller is pasul. Because if a geder also, then it would have said that in the Mishnah too. Right? It says the Mara Fulda, Midolo ashmi'inon gabi geder, hanishneis kodem lemishnas govel. It says geder earlier in the Mishnayis. So then, the fact that it does not say that by geder, it must be that it's not true. It must be that a geder that gets smaller is pasul. It's either a geder or it's not a geder. And also the other halacha, somchin legeder. The idea that you could go all the way right next to a geder. That was the Mishnah we had earlier 10 bot ago. On Daf Yud Chesam Aveiz. Did Tanina, the Mishnah there, said, if you remember, somech lebar, you're allowed to go all the way up to a bar, legnir, ulegafa, bur. A bur was an uncultivated field, ulegnir, and a plowed field that was not seeded yet. Ulagafa, ulederech, and next to a pile of stones, or next to a road, ulageder shukavos or atvachim. So all of those say that you're allowed to go right up to all of those. But what's not on the list? A govel. Ain't somchin legovel. Ditaninan, because, right, we learned it's miduyak in that Mishnah, and also the following, our Mishnah that we just had. Ditanina, talam va'amas samayim shinamukim tefach, right, the furrow and the aqueduct that was dried out from water, that is a tefach deep. Zaron letocha shlosha mine zeronin, you're allowed to plant in there three, as we said, achemikan vechemikan vechem ve'emsa, the two machlokas, Rash and the Rambam, whether that meant three within, because the amas samayim or the talam is six tefach wide, that was the Rash's Pshat, or the Rambam, it's not six tachem wide, but it means one on either side, and one in the middle, and one at the bottom. But one second, Omer at shesomchin legovel, if you're able to go all the way up to the govel, and also plant, so Yisrael lamatan kamashuros. So then, you should be able to plant a number of rows inside the da'amas hamayim, and the tlamim. But if you can't, it must be because you need distance from the zroim on the outside. And the fact that you need distance, that shows that you can't be so much, you can't go all the way up to the govel, to the rim, and plant right outside of it. So that's the diuk. Says the Gemara, Amrin Chavrai Kumir Shmuel Bar Avin, who says that our Mishnah is a Raya? Because our Mishnah is limited, that's why that shows that you can't claim right next to the Govel. Tipater Shahaya Zoraya Barosha Govel. Maybe generally you can. You can. A Govel is like a Geder. And you could plant all the way up to one side of the rim and all the way up to the other side of the rim. And the only reason that you can't in our Mishnah is because you planted something on the top of the rim. You plant something on top of the rim. So if you can't plant something on top of the rim itself, that's why it ruins the sides of it. But in general, if there was nothing planted on top of the govel, so then maybe you would be able to plant up to the govel, to be somech next to the govel, next to the rim. So the Gemara says, on my lawn, ikeni, if it's true, that if what you're saying is true, that if you didn't have something on top, then you could plant right next to the rim, then why wouldn't you just take off what's on top? You'd be able to make the much better use of the space. In Kaini, if it's true, Yaakov so akelach, so just take off that growth that's on top of the rim. V'yizra lamata, kamashiros, and you can plant many rows inside. Right, lo mutav lach or kelach echad, isn't it better to uproot one kelach, one stalk, v'lizra lamata, kamashiros, and to plant many shiros beneath? The fact that you don't do that, it must be that you wouldn't be able to do that anyway, because you can't be somech up to the rooms. So that's the diuk that we have. So the two statements that we made hold true. Govel that was Nismayit is kosher, a Geder that was Nismayit is not kosher, and we flip that for, in terms of the Somech. You can be Somech to a Geder, but you can't be Somech to Govel. So the Gemara here says, rip it out! So there's no problem with ripping out plants if it's more valuable to you to plant something else instead. Or ripping out bushes. Ripping out trees is a separate issue, as we know. Torah tells us, in Parsha Shoftim, ripping down trees, especially fruit trees, that would be a problem of Akira. Here it just says, Laker Kelach Echad, you could be Oker Kelach Echad, but don't be Oker Eitz Echad, as the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, when we surround the city, Lotashchis says, Eitzel Lindoach Alav Garzen, do not put an axe to a tree. Kibimenu Sochel Vaosol Sichros, because you have to eat from it. Vaosol Sichros. And then we have the mysterious pasuk, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, man is compared to a tree. Lavo mipanecha b'matzar, how is he compared to a tree? So there's the halacha discussion here and the hashkafic message discussion. So the Rambam tells us, as we know, in the other Rishonim, there's an Issur D'Oraisa b'al tashkas. Some Rishonim say, the Bali Tosfos say that there's an Issur D'Oraisa across the board. The Rambam seems to say, trees are D'Oraisa, everything else, unclear, not 100% clear. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchas Malachim talks about this, where the Rambam says, "Kishet Sarin al ir latafsa, don't surround it from four sides. Alami Shalosh, only from three sides." We discussed that a few weeks ago about the Meshachachma, about leaving them space. They don't feel like they have to fight back. Ein kotis an ilani machal. V'chulu, and then the Rambam says, v'chalakotzeitz loka. If you cut down a tree, you get malchus. V'lo b'matzer bilvad, el b'chol makom, kalakotzeitz ilan, ma'achal, derech hashchasa loka. If I destroy a tree, a food tree, derech hashchasa, those are two important words, because if you have a better purpose for it, maybe that's not called derech hashchasa. The Rambam says, if you destroy it in just a destructive way, one gets malchus. And then the Rambam continues, v'lo ha'ilanos bilvad, Ella, Kala, Meshaber, Kalim, V'Korea, Begadim. Anyone who does any type of destructive behavior, if I break Kalim and I rip clothing, V'Horis, Binyan, V'Sose, Ma'ayan, I close up a spring. U'Ma'abed, Ma'acholos, Derech, Hashchasa. Again, Derech, Hashchasa in a destructive way, without any constructive purpose, over below Tashkas. I violate Bal Tashchis. Stop there. It sounds like that's an Issur D'Oraisa even for non-trees. But then the Rambam adds, Ve'eino loke ela malchus martus b'divrayim. But you're only going to get malchus d'rabanan. We'll get malchus d'rabanan. So how do you put that together? That's a question of the Achronim. Whether the Rambam says everything besides trees is only d'rabanan, or is the Rambam saying everything is d'Oraisa, but only certain aspects of the d'Oraisa get malchus. We find that Rav Asher Weiss likes to discuss the concept of two tiers in mitzvos, both in mitzvos and in averos. In dinim d'oraisa, where you have the ikar and you have the nigrar achar. You have that by mitzvos achilas kodshim. You have it here by bal tashkos. You have it by the isser of achilas dam. So it could be d'oraisa, but just different levels within the d'oraisa. There are two worlds of hashkafa behind the mitzvah. It probably comes from the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, don't destroy the trees, ki mimenu sochel. If you focus on that, because you're supposed to eat it. So message number one about tashkis is because you're squandering the hana'ah that you could be getting from the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a wonderful world. Ki mimenu tochel, says the Netziv, dekoma shenitzrach lahana'as adam, everything that's needed, mitzvah shelo lahashkis, elo lahanos mimenu. It's a mitzvah just to get hana'ah from it. V'im kein, hu nitko la'asei. Right, mimenu tochel. You're supposed to get hana from the trees, from the fruit tree. That's why it applies to fruit trees and not to Ilan Srak. That's one whole emphasis. The Ramban also, the Ramban in his Hosafas to Mitzvah Sasevav, also quotes about eating the trees. So the focus is the hana. If you look in the chinuch, kidarka bakodesh, the chinuch does not focus on the hana that one could have gotten, but focuses on what the destructive behavior does to each person. The chinuch says that in Taf Kuf Chaf Tes, that when we are involved in destructive behavior, so that leaves a roshem. That leaves a roshem on us, and therefore, says the chinuch, Shorshia mitzvah yadua, k'dei lolami nafshenu le'ehova tov v'hatoeles u'lihidavik bo, u'mito kak tikvak banu atova. V'narchik mikol davar ra, mikol davar hashchasa. Why? We shouldn't even destroy a tiny drop. Afilu gargar shol chardo ba'olam. That might be l'shitaso. Because it's not about the hana'a, which might maybe has a shear, a minimum shear, but it's about the destructive act itself. It can be any amount. V'yetzar alayam b'chol avadon v'ashchasa shiru. And a person should be upset about any destruction that they see in front of them. V'im yuchlu la'atzil yatzilu kol davar mehashchis b'chol kocham. And that's what he says. It's all about the person himself. The person himself, that I shouldn't be involved in destructive behavior. Why trees? Why trees? There are enough communities between those two approaches. The biggest one is if a person gets more value out of the lumber than the tree, so then the Taz writes in Yaradea that you would be allowed to chop it down. The Taz in Yaradea, right, and Kuf Tezayin there, has one line where he says, it's one of the mysteries why the Shulchan Aruch left out Baal Tashchis. Shulchan Aruch does not quote the laws of Baal Tashchis anywhere in the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. So interesting, the Taz has that as a Tzorachian. So he talks about it there in Yaradea, where he talks about the Gemara inside Bava Kama. If something is Me'ule B'damim, it could be allowed. But again, interesting, the poskim throughout the generations are very hesitant and don't want to paskin about trees. There's a lot of mystical elements when it comes to trees. So what's the symbol of trees? Ki adam eitz hasada. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos that we're compared to trees in one level. Just like, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's easier to direct a tree when it's soft and just planted. So too, we have to make sure that we properly direct our neshamas on our lives when we're young. Because once we're older, then it's much harder to redirect, and the trunk is much stronger. Right? When a tree is very, very small and it's going in the wrong direction, you can push it and make it face in the right direction. Once it gets stronger, it's much harder. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Dalet in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah, Imlo Achshav Emasai, writes Alomar, Ki aneta ba'udenu katan adam yachol legadol lios eitz yashar. A little sapling you could make go straight. V'lo ye akum, and it won't be crooked. Ach la'achar shegadol bi'ikumo, but want to grow in a crooked fashion. Hey Yoso Kashahu Ma'od Lasakin, it's very hard to make it straight. Vachain ha'adam, Bodenu Katan Bakalhu Lihios Baderatov, Vulasur Minara, when we're younger, Avalim Yet Hizkin Barisho, but if we are set in our ways, Kasha Be'enov Lahanicha, Kamosha Kasov, Khanokana Pidarko, Gam Kiyaskin, Lo Yasur Mimana. We have to try to do our best. Vil Viksiv Ki Adam Eitasada, Rabbi Yonah quotes that. Rav Salvechik also writes that, you know, we're compared to trees in two ways. He writes, maybe we're always connected to our roots. Always connected to our roots. Each man is created from and attached to a single spot, the origin from which he cannot escape. The home for which man yearns attracts him like a powerful magnet. It brings him back no matter how far he has traveled. Right? That's the home. That's where it came from. But also, he says, the process of tree growth is very slow. Patient supervision is indispensable. In contrast to construction, one cannot hasten the process of growth. If you construct a building, you can make it go faster and faster. But growth of a tree, it takes time. Similarly, the process of educating a human being is slow, gradual, tedious. Judaism never believed in revivalism, overnight conversion. The religious transformation is similar to the growth of a tree. And that's what we have to recognize. So again, there's a lot there, but that's what our Gemara says. You can rip out the klachim on top of the rim, but you cannot do that for trees. We continue now, last line before the Mishnah. Hatelam ba'amas amayim v'chulu. Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara is machmir more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have this talam and amas amayim, you can plant three. Either three inside, like the Rosh said, or two on the outside and one on the inside. Tani bar kapara, eno zarea lotochan elaminechan. Bar Kapara says, no, only one min, only one type. He argues on the Tanakama. Why would it only be one type? So maybe if you hold like the Rosh, that they're all inside, maybe, like we said, the Chiddush was that you don't look at it as a fence, the walls of the Telem. So maybe the Bar Kapara says that you do look at it as a fence. Do look at it as a fence, and that's the problem. Or you might say it's called Chovesh. It's surrounding. It's surrounding, and therefore he would only allow one min. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Halacha Gimel says the Mishnah. Rosh Tur Yerek, v'nechna l'tov sadeh Yerek Acher, sadeh Yerek Acher. We had Rosh Tur before, now we have the second Mishnah about Rosh Tur. If you have a vegetable field that is diagonally, Rosh Tur, going into the next one, so even though we said before, the difference between sados of Tfua was base rova, the difference between Yerakos was six Tvachim, here you don't need anything. Mutter, Mibreshu Nira Kesof Sadeyu. Because it appears like it's a separate field. Right? Sof Sadeyu. What's the Chiddush? Why do you have to say this by Yerachos also? You said it by Tfuah earlier, says the Pnei Moshe. V'kamash Malan Hacha. Da'af B'mine Yerachos Yitirukein. Even by Yerachos you allow this. V'lo Chayshinan. We're not Chayshe Shema Yispashtu Ha'alin. Kederach HaYerachos. Maybe the leaves. The leaves, Yerachos have much wider range in the leaves, so maybe they're going to spread out. Below hecker, you won't see the hecker; it won't be noticeably separate. So you might have thought that Rosh Tur is not good enough. Says the Mishnah, no, Rosh Tur for Yerachos is also good enough. Haisa sadeo zura yerek. If you have a vegetable field, v'umavakish litein latocha shura shel yerek acher. You want to make one row. You want to make one row of another species of Yerachos. So how can you put one row that goes through a other field? So if you have two fields, we said what you need. If you have one field, two rows, we said what you need. You have two rows, you need the 1.5 tvachim in between. You want to get one row in between. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, three different opinions. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Achi Hatelem Mefulash, Mirosha Sadev Ad Rosho. You have to have a furrow that goes through the whole field. Mefulash, that means open on one side, open on the other side. It goes through Mirosh Hasadev Ad Sofo. The whole field. Right, like the Mara Folda says, "Kemo mavui mafulash," like an alleyway that's mafulash, a pasuach b'shei ruchos that's open on two sides. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "You're going to plant this this yerek row, so it has to have a tala mafulash. The furrow has to go through the furrow on both sides of this yav, a different yerek within this larger yerek field. So you need to have the two furrows." One on either side of the different yerek going throughout the whole field. Rabbi Akiva, it does not say, Rabbi Shmuel does not say how wide that has to be. That's going to be the first question of the Gemara. What does Rabbi Shmuel say about the width of that talim? We just know the length. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Orach Shisha Tefach. Rabbi Akiva says all you need is six tefach length of a telem on the either side of the yerakos. And after those six tefachim, pashtus, they could even be right next to each other. Right, somewhere in the field, next to the row of vegetables, you have to have an empty telem that's six tvachim long. And the other species, the larger species could basically surround then the inner species on three sides. Verochav miluo. But the width, milua, what does milua mean? So the Rash says it means six tvachim. The Rash says it means six tvachim. The Rambam says it means depth, but we'll go with the Rash of Pshat, that it has to be six tvachim wide. So basically 6x6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, rochav kamali rochav aparsa. The width has to be like the width of a sandal, of a shoe. One tefach wide. One tefach wide. The Pnei Moshe says, what does that have to do with a shoe? It's based on the pasuk in Dvarim, "V'lishna dekra naka dechsiv v'hishkisa baraglecha kigan hayarak." So you see, yarak is connected to a foot, and therefore that's the shear that it uses. So those are the different shears. Rabbi Shmuel says it has to go all the way through. Rabbi Akiva says only six tefachim long and six tefachim wide. Rabbi Yehuda says just one tefach wide. The Gemara is going to ask about the Rosh Tur. Mefulash here is, as the Mara Folda says, is a borrowed term. It comes up really by Mavui. That's really where Mefulash plays into the halachic realm. But Mefulash does, and that's in Hilchas Erevin. Hilchas Erevin comes up in Shin Sama Gimel. Shin Sama Gimel Chavav. That is where the Shulchan Aruch we discussed this a few days ago about the Tzuras HaPesach. Right? The Rama says that we use Tzuras HaPesach. So we don't use Korahs and lechis, right, which were used to be misakin mavuis, but the Rama says in Shisama Gimel, v'yesh omrim denoagin ha'idna, l'takin kol ha'mavos b'tzuras ha'pesach. We use both. We don't use a horizontal beam. We don't use a vertical pole. We use Atzeres HaPesach, which is both. The Kolam Mavuah Shalanu Yeshlem Din Chatzeros, because all of our Mavuahs have the Din of a Chatzer. VaMinag HaPashut BeMedinas Elu, the Minag that is in all of our communities, says the Rama, L'Saknan Al Yidei Chevel HaKashur L'Rachbo Shel Mavui. A rope, a string on the top. V'Din Chevel Zeh Eino Korah. We're not using it as a Korah, as a board, as a beam. Shrein Rachbo Tefach, because it's not a Tefach wide. Even a little reed could be on top when it's a Tzuras HaPesach. That's why whenever you have the Tzuras HaPesach, which we have today, under the string on the two sides have to be kanim that are at least 10 tfachim high, michuvanim exactly, tachas achevel. Vaz mahani afilu b'mavui mifuash. That helps even, there it is, even by mavui b'fulash, b'torah tzuras ha-pesach, or afilu b'chatzer, u'mechol makom, wherever tzuras ha-pesach helps. So mifuash comes up numerous times in Hilchas Erevin, but once you know, it's not only there. Right, it comes up in Hilchas Sukkah. Hilchas Sukkah comes up. Where does it come up? By holes in the esrog, right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Memches, esrog shenikav nekev mefulash. If an esrog has a hole that goes all the way through, kolshu, even if it's tiny, tiny, and not missing anything. If you're missing, if it's chaser, then it's for sure puzzle. But even if it's not missing anything, if you have a nekev that goes all the way through, puzzle. The she'eno mefulash, then it depends. Dot, dot, dot. And the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, mifulash, yesh mefarshim kipshuto, ta'ino shenikav mitzadzeh letzadzeh. Some say mefulash here means what mefulash means elsewhere. A hole from one side to the other. V'yesh mefarshim, shekivat shenikav bar chadre hazera, shehagarinim besocho mikri mefulash. Something mefulash just means all the way through, but not to the other side. Maybe it just means all the way until the area with the seeds in the middle. That's mefulash. That's mefulash in Hilchas Esrog. The other main place where mefulash comes up, besides Hilchas Erevin, is Hilchas Treifas. Many, many contexts, 10 places in the Shulchan Aruch where it talks about mefulash in terms of holes in the lungs and holes in the brain and holes elsewhere. But the Shulchan Aruch does talk about mefulash also in Hilchos Kelayim, like we know right here. Right, if you have, like here, it's Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be all the way through. The Shulchan Aruch has this also. In Reish Tzadivav, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get in the next parak. We're going to get to Kilai HaKerem. We'll have to see where this comes up. But in Reish Tzadivav, one of the big simanim in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadivav, Sif Nun, right, there are 69 Seifim in that Sif. Charetz Shuover Bekerem. If you have a ditch that goes through a vineyard, Amok Yud V'Rach Avdala, that's 10 deep and 4 wide, Imayim Mefulash, Be'rosh HaKerem Bat Sofo, as long as it's Mefulash, all the way through, Harei Zenira Kibain Shnei Akramim, Umutu Lezra Besocho, you can plant in it, as long as the Gefanim aren't Mesachich on it. So Mefulash makes a difference there as well. Okay. There's more, but let's continue. So says the Gemara. Hayarosh Tur V'chulu. The next line is taken out because we had it before our Mishnah. Ma'amar Rabbi Shmuel Barochav. So Rabbi Shmuel said it's got to be all the way through. What does he say about the width? Right, Rabbi Kiva said the width has to be 6x6. Right, the length is 6 and the width is Kemilu'o, which we said, like the Rosh said, is 6. Rabbi Yehuda says 1. So, Ma'amar Rabbi Shmuel Barochav. So Ma'amar Rabbi Akiva. Shu Chovesh B'shalosh Ruchos. If Rabbi Akiva, who is Makel, he allows the larger species to be surround the smaller one from three sides, right? Because the telem only has to be 6 tvachim long. Isle rocha miluo, he says 6 tvachim is wide enough. Rabbi Yishmael, shu chovish b'shtei ruchos lo kol shekein. Rabbi Yishmael, who only allows it to be surrounded by two sides, for sure should need at least that width. Because Rabbi Shmuel is more machmir. So he does not allow the inner one to be surrounded at three sides like Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Akiva. He only surrounds it because he requires the tlamim to be mufulashin all the way out. So therefore, he for sure at least requires 6 tvachim. Ma'am Rabbi Shmuel b'shura shel yarek v'stei tfua. What about, what would Rabbi Shmuel say with a row of yarek in a tfua field? Not in a yarek field, like our Mishnah says. What about in a tua field? Because the Brisa says, right, the Mefarshim here quote the Brisa, that says you need 10.5, right? You need the regular base rova in between a field of yarek and a field of tua. As we said before, does the row of yarek that has more mako measurements, do you have to have it all the way through? Does it have to be mefulish there too? Yerek and Yerek requires mefulish. Does Yerek and Tfuah require mefulish? So Gemara says, Mine Rabbi Akiva, to make alacha. If Rabbi Akiva, who's mako here, six tvachim. Hu machmer taman. There he is moda tenamos. Rabbi Shmuel du machmer acha lokashkin de achmer taman. Rabbi Shmuel, surely, if Rabbi Kiva requires tenamos separation there, so surely Rabbi Shmuel does. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the question. Lo tzurcha de la el ma. This is the following. But we had all before. Dam Rabbi Shmuel taman barochav. Right, maybe there he would require more than six tvachim. That's the question. Right, that's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains it. The kol zeh ladas harash derocha milu ha'edikam alarachav shisha tvachim. Where's the line? Oh, here it is. Rabbi Shmuel demachmir efshar delo sagit lebishisha v'tzarach tvei. Maybe he needs even more. So the Gemara answer is no. The Rasilio adds in a line here to the Girsa. We'll read his Girsa. Hacha hi Rabbi Yishmal, hui Rabbi Akiva Barochav. Rabbi Akiva here, we said, agree. And the only difference is in the length, whether you need it mefulesh or just six tvachim length, but in the width, they both agree six tvachim. So Cain, at Amar Taman, Loshan Yehi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmal, Barochav. So we'll say that there's no difference in the Rochav there either, and we assume that Rabbi Yishmal and Rabbi Akiva would agree in the Rochav there. He wouldn't require more than what Rabbi Akiva would require in the width. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Shmuel Amar, as we continue, and next time as we get into the 30th daf here on Maseches Kilayim.